Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will deals with the laws of judging and being judged by a Kohen Gadol. And once we talk about issues involving the Kohen Gadol, we get into other issues involving the Kavod, the honor of the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah tells us, Kohen Gadol done, he can act as a judge, a Kohen Gadol. The done and oso, you can also judge him. And as we mentioned in the previous Perek, when it comes to a capital case, a Kohen Gadol can only be judged by the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, Shivim Ve'echad of 71. But when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, to monetary issues, he can be judged by even a court of three. Also, the Mishnah says, Me'id, he can act as a witness in court. Me'idin Oso, and they can act as witnesses against him or for him, etc. Meyid, however, when it says that he can act as a witness, the Mishnah Gemara explains he cannot serve as a witness just for anybody. He can only serve as a witness for the son of a king. The king himself, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, cannot be judged, and therefore, if he's giving testimony, he can only give a testimony for the son of the king, and what we presume will happen is that the king himself will attend, and since the king himself is coming and sitting in the Beis Din, because of the covet of the Kohen Gadol, then the Kohen Gadol come and can bear witness for his son. Otherwise, generally, it's not covet for the Kohen Gadol to come and serve as a witness. The Mishnah continues on other issues involving the covet of the Kohen Gadol and tells us, choletz, that if the brother of the Kohen Gadol dies, he can perform chalitza, despite the fact that the Yevama, his sister-in-law, needs to spit in front of him. We don't worry about his covet in that instance. Not only that, v'choltzin le'ishto, you could also perform chalitza to his wife. If he dies without children, one of his brothers would do chalitza to his widow. Furthermore, miyabimin es ishto, also, if he dies, if instead of chalitza, of course, you could do yibum to his wife as well. Aval hu eino miyabim, he, of course, cannot perform yibum, mipnei shehu aser ba'almana, because he is forbidden to marry an almana. Kohen Gadol cannot marry a widow, and since he can't marry a widow, he can't perform yibum, since she is a widow. He would have to do chalitza instead. Now, meis lo meis, if a close relative of his dies, eino yotze achar hamita, he does not go out and accompany and walk behind the mita, the funeral bier, because we're afraid that perhaps out of his tsar, out of his pain and anguish, he might forget and make himself tamei. And a Kohen Gadol is not allowed, unlike a regular Kohen, cannot become tamei even to his close relatives. Ella, but rather what he can do is hein nichsin, that they are covered over, meaning to say that the funeral party, the bier, has gone into another, let's say, road or alleyway, and therefore it's not visible. Hu nigla, and then he can be revealed, then he can follow afterwards, but he cannot see the funeral bier. Hey niglin, or then they become visible. Hu nichsa, he has to be hidden, he has to be in such a place where they cannot run into each other. V'yotze imohen ad pesach ha'ir, and he can go with them until the opening of the city, until the exit for the city, because in the city he's able to be in a different alleyway or a different road. However, once they get out of the city, out in the open field, then there's no such possibility, and therefore he cannot accompany beyond the gate of the city. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino yotze min hamikdash. No, he can't leave the base of Mikdash at all. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Umin hamikdash lo yetze. It says the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the Mikdash. He cannot leave the temple, and therefore he doesn't leave there at all. That's how Rabbi Yehuda understands the Pasuk very simply. The question is, of course, how did Rabbi Meir, who said he could leave the Mikdash physically, how does he understand that Pasuk? And the way Rabbi Meir understands that Pasuk is that not that he should not leave the physical Mikdash, but he should not leave his Kedusha, his sanctity, and therefore he cannot actually come into contact with the dead body, and therefore he has to be careful, but he is allowed to accompany it in a way that it will not be visible to him. Now the Mishnah will move on to the way of consoling the Kohen Gadol and how he consoles others after the death of a relative. The Mishnah says, "Ukeshu menachim acherim," when he offers consolation to others, "derech kol am overin bazacher zeh," everybody, all the rest of the nation, they all pass one after the other. They all go in front of the avelim and they pass through. That used to be the methodology. "V'hamamuna When this happens, so he, of course, does not join the line with the rest of the people, but rather he is separate from them. And the Mamuna, who is the appointed one, that's referring to the Sagan Kohen Gadol, the assistant Kohen Gadol, so he accompanies him, he makes it so that he can walk between, the Kohen Gadol is in the middle between the Mamuna, who is on his right, and the which is on his left. And I am imagining that the Menachem, the Avelim, the mourners, are further over next to the Mamuna. When he is receiving condolences from others, when he's a mourner, all the nation says to him, "Anu kaparascha, we are your kapar, we are your atonement, we should be in your place for anything that, any tsar, any difficulties that should come upon you, should rather come upon us." And he then responds to them, "Tisbarchu min hashemayim, you should be blessed from heaven." Now, kishemavrino so, there is something that's called the Sudas Havra, that is the first meal after the mourners come back from the burial. When he receives the Sudas Havra, that they give it to him, all those people who are there with him, they sit on the ground to be involved in his tsar and his pain. However, he reclines on a safsal, on some sort of a stool, so that because of his kavod, that he shouldn't be on the ground with the rest of the people, despite the fact that he's a mourner.